It was great catching up with Mike Tirico earlier this week, who will be calling tonight's game on NBC. And now it's time for our favorite part of the show, Mace's Three Keys.
I can never live up to that intro, Bill, but I'm going to try. Number one, protect the football. No team is better than Kansas City in the last season plus, going back to when they overcame a 1-5 start last year. No team is better at forcing takeaways. 2.32 per game in that span. The league average is about a full takeaway below that. They will try to poke the football out, but they also lead the league in interceptions in that span. So you've got to protect the football and be careful. Number two, you got to contain Travis Kelce. We talked about him earlier, but what was interesting, I think, is the deep respect for Travis Kelce in that Broncos locker room. You had guys talking about him being a top five tight end, an elite tight end. They know what kind of challenge they have in Travis Kelce. And finally, win the fourth quarter. The Broncos have been the league's best fourth quarter team this season. The second best team, the Kansas City Chiefs. They had a couple of big comebacks, of course, against San Diego in week one, against Carolina earlier this month. If you have a two-score lead on these guys, it's well and good, but they're capable of making a comeback because they're a very good three-phase team. They'll make plays on offense, defense, special teams. We haven't talked a lot about Tyreek Hill, but he played a part in their comeback win against Carolina as well. A lot to be concerned about tonight, guys.
Mace, you mentioned if the Broncos want to dominate the fourth, the Broncos defense, and specifically the Broncos pass rush, is going to probably have to play a big role. It's a unique bunch of personalities, to say the least, and the Broncos defense has a couple unique theories as to why they are so unique.
It's a whole bunch of personalities on our defense. It's almost like sticking, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, John Legend, just sticking everybody in a rock band and just telling them to sing, and they come up with something good.
I'm definitely Michael Jackson, of course. I'm definitely Michael Jackson, lead singer, you know, always ready to go out there and dance and do whatever.
Personality-wise and demeanor-wise, they're a little bit different than some of the guys that have been around. But as far as focus and wanting to play and giving everything they got, that's where they're special.
With so many personalities, but that's what you need. Guys being themselves, being confident, but being able to play with each other as a group and get the best out of them.
Prince, Michael Jackson, a lot of musical legends DeMarcus Ware just rattled off. Guys, do we care to take a guess as to, you know, the musical legends that would be on this set right here? I'll go first. I'll take Bruce Springsteen as if you're building a band. The Boss. You got to start with The Boss.
That's a pretty good guy to be.
What about you, Phil?
Maybe Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
One of the greatest performers of all time.
Okay.
Mace.
I'll go with Elton John. I think I could pull off the flamboyant wardrobe.
Oh, boy.
You got a little bit of that going here tonight.
A little color here, yeah.
All right, guys, let's go through our final thoughts here real quick. Mace, why don't you start us off?
Well, if you're doing some scoreboard watching, you see that Miami beat San Francisco earlier today. Miami is 7-4. The team that loses this game is going to be tied with them. And, in fact, if the Broncos fall tonight, they would actually be out of the playoffs if they started tonight because Miami would have the tiebreaker. So it's not just about the AFC West, even though we talk about those three teams at the top of the division. The loser is going to have to deal with Miami and be watching what they do, too.
My final thought here is the first quarter, the Broncos want to come out, really get the crowd into it, and get some momentum going. We remember last year, coming off of the bye, that Green Bay game, a little bit different because it was also the Ring of Fame night, but the Broncos put up 500 yards of offense that night, and they also got off to a 17-0 lead. So I want to see a good quarter here from the Broncos.
Yeah, and my final thought, the young running backs. What's it going to take for the Broncos to get off to another fast start? The running game is going to need to be incredible if the Broncos want to get ahead of the Chiefs early. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, over 100 yards rushing. The Broncos are going to need a similar effort from Capri Bibbs and Devontae Booker here tonight. But that'll do it for us here on the field. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Be sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com. After the game, we'll have Coach Kubiak and Trevor Siemian live at the podium. Mace will have his written reports from the locker room. Phil and I will have our one-on-ones. But until then, enjoy the game, everybody. It's the Broncos and the Chiefs, and it's coming up next.